Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for being with me and continuing to celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And we're doing it with our 22-year member of our Brain Trust's original founding member. We're celebrating her 22nd anniversary with us, Eva Rosenberg, TaxMama.com. Folks, you got to know her. You got to follow her. You got to keep up with her. You got to read her books. If you want to know what's going on up to the minute, where the rubber meets the road in your relationship with the IRS, Eva Rosenberg is that person. Eva, thanks again for being here. Thank you for your continuing to be such a great resource for all of us and for all the help that you've given us over the years.
Well, you're doing a great job for the small business community. Gotta say, you are essential personnel.
Well, I'm essential. Somebody asked me if I was essential. I said, my business is essential to me, so yes. So, Eva, I want to ask you, I know you've got a couple other things to report for us, but one thing I want to ask you first is we're going to get, a lot of people are going to get this assistance. Millions of small business owners are going to get assistance through the Paycheck Protection Program, through the EIDL, the Emergency Income Disaster Loan program. They're going to get thousands of dollars in their business bank account. People are going to get $1,200 in the money that the citizenry is going to get, the increases in the unemployment, all that kind of stuff. Those are, I know they won't feel like windfalls, but from a tax standpoint, they are windfalls. Are those funds going to be taxable?
Well, the stimulus funds won't be taxable, so that's good news. Some of the loans won't be, first of all, they won't have to be repaid. Some of the loans won't have to be repaid, and when they're forgiven, unlike most forgiven debt, they won't be taxable.
Ah.
And so pretty much all the money that's spent on employees and on some of the very essential functions, rent, mortgage, and so forth, may end up being forgiven. And I understand that at least 75% of the money on the PPP loans, because it's payroll protection, if it's spent on employees, we'll probably have the entire amount be forgiven.
I'm not
totally clear if it's 75% or the whole thing, but a lot of it's going to be forgiven.
Well, the way I understand it, as long as the other things, the rent, utilities, and interest, isn't more than
25%
of the whole, it'll be forgiven. And if it winds up being 80%, I mean 20% or 15% or whatever of that, then it'll all, the whole thing will be forgiven. But it's possible that if you get $50,000, you might have to pay $2,000 of it back. Or it's possible it could all be paid back. But the main thing is you have to spend the money within the 2-month window of when you get the money. You have to spend it
that
on
Jerry was talking about.
Yes, you have to spend it on the payroll and those expenses, because if you don't within that 60 months, the 60 days, that portion will not be forgiven. So that's the key. That's the one little requirement that we have to focus on. And so thank you for answering the question about the taxable situation. Now you've got some other things you want to tell us.
Well, we don't have a lot of time, so I want to talk about net operating losses.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act passed, we weren't allowed to carry net operating losses back anymore. But the CARES Act not only brought it back, but it lets us amend the 2018 tax returns to use net operating losses, and it lets us carry the net operating losses back for 5 years, for years when people may have been doing better.
Wow.
And I mentioned today that the IRS isn't accepting paper returns, which you normally need for amended returns, but they opened up a fax line, or they're opening it up on April 17th for Form 1139 for corporations that want to use the carryback, and Form 1045 for people. So in 3 days, you're going to be able to file electronically, or at least fax in your amended returns. These are super amended returns. Mm-hmm. These 1139s and 1045s get you a quick refund.
So these are just quickly review, because I got to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. So where we were not able to do loss carry forward and deduct that, all of a sudden now we can go back
loss carry back 5 years.
Loss carry back. We can
loss
go back 5 years.
Yes. Yeah. We can go Tax back Mama, 5 years.
TaxMama.com. Eva Rosenberg, thank you for being here. Thanks for 22 years. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.